From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, January 31st. Coming up, we'll hear about an agency right here in Champaign, Illinois, who's designed for a possible new state flag for Illinois has made it into the top 10 finals. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. At a candidate forum last night, Deshaun Williams and Annie Adams each made their case to be Urbana's next mayor. IPM's Jim Meadows reports.
Deshaun Williams is a former Champaign County board member who went from banking to working in the county treasurer's office. He said he would support community policing as mayor and proposes an education initiative to give residents the chance to learn practical skills.
I've heard too many times from neighbors who feel forgotten by some of our political leaders. Their concerns are my concerns, and I'm committed to being a leader who mirrors the priorities of our residents.
Annie Adams sits on an Urbana Pedestrian and Bicycling Commission and works for the U of I's Granger College of Engineering. She says she also supports community policing, as well as lowering property taxes and improving city streets.
I'm running for mayor because I believe we can create a safe, affordable, and connected Urbana together. I have a plan.
Adams and Williams are running in Urbana's February 25th Democratic primary to succeed the current mayor, Diane Marlin, who's stepping down after two terms. I'm Jim Meadows, IPM News.
In the race to represent Southeast Urbana on the city council, the incumbent council member and her predecessor disagree on whether the city should use automatic license plate readers. Ward 6 Alderwoman Grace Wilkin is opposed to using the readers. Speaking at a candidates' forum last night, she says the city should not allow the technology until it gets public feedback and sets up standards to protect people from false readings.
And I think unless we have any of those things in place and we fully consider the technologies and their impacts, that we really need to do that first before moving forward with any more expenses that could potentially put a lot of our residents at risk.
Former Parkland Police Chief Bill Colebrook is challenging Wilkin for her seat. He's a former Ward 6 alderman, and he says automatic license plate readers can quickly identify stolen vehicles, crime suspects, and missing persons.
And it reduces mistakes, because the officers can just focus on the data. The license plate reader is a data-driven system, and it takes away the impartiality of it.
Urbana's Democratic primary election is on February 25th. Shortly after taking office, President Donald Trump launched immigration enforcement raids across the country. In Champaign-Urbana, immigrants' rights advocates are offering support and resources to people who are in the U.S. without legal status. IPM student reporter Stephanie Mosqueda explains.
Jocelyn Aranda Ortiz is the Family Support Network Coordinator at the Illinois Coalition for Immigrant and Refugee Services. She hosted a Know Your Rights workshop at La Casa Cultural Latina on the University of Illinois campus late last year, where she explained what someone can do if approached by immigration and customs enforcement agents. Ortiz says many people are concerned, but they should know they have rights.
So it's just as inevitable for us to ensure that we have the resources and we're prepped enough to understand how we can defend ourselves from this type of enforcement. We've done it once and we can do it all over again.
Ortiz says it is important for the community to unite in a time of uncertainty and ensure there's a pathway to equity. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda, IPM News.
You can find a list of local immigrant service resources at ipmnewsroom.org/4more years. The Fusion Fest Lunar New Year celebration will take place Sunday at 6 p.m. at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. Lunar New Year celebrations have been happening at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign for more than 15 years, says Jimmy He, the president of the U of I Chinese Students and Scholars Association. He says this event will feature a variety of performers from campus and beyond.
Many of them are student performance groups, including Vietnam groups, Japanese groups, and of course Chinese performance groups, and also some of them are from local communities.
He says this is a great opportunity to build bridges between Asian communities, Asian minorities, and the rest of the student body. Tickets for this Sunday night event are available online through the Krannert Center. Still to come, we'll hear from a Champaign-based creative agency that has a design in the final 10 for an Illinois state flag contest. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, cloudy with periods of light rain and dense fog with a high of 48 degrees and a southeast wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 26 degrees, a north wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 42 degrees, an east wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a low of 35 degrees, south wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. And for Sunday, mostly cloudy and warmer with a high of 55 degrees and a southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, our Friday Week in Review, we'll consider another dizzying week in politics, both state and federal. Plus, we'll ring in the Lunar New Year and talk about what the Year of the Snake portends. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Nearly 5,000 designs were submitted for Illinois' state flag contest, and Champaign-based Clan and Creatives Design has made it as one of the top 10 finalists. I spoke with Clan and Creatives director Scott Clannon and graphic designer Colleen Hayes about the design process and the benefits of a new design for Illinois. As people who usually help others create designs with your company, what was it like for employees to come together and work on something for themselves for a contest?
Yeah, it was really exciting. I think we all collectively knew we wanted to go into this with this team mentality so we can share different ideas, provide transparent feedback to each other. We all, as a group, really studied Illinois. We evaluated a ton of different symbolism. But at the end of the day, we wanted to make sure that you pointed to anything on any of the designs that we submitted, and it had deep meaning to it.
Yeah, I thought it was a lot of fun, especially working as a team, just having different ideas and input kind of all throughout.
And Colleen, were you the person who ultimately came up with the idea for the design that's in the final 10?
Yes.
How did you come up with that?
Beginning the design process, I knew I wanted to focus on agriculture just because that's kind of the Illinois that I know and I think a lot of us do, and being in the central part of Illinois, kind of surrounded by cornfields. And so I wanted to make sure that was a focus, but also be able to represent our state's history and everyone within the state.
We wanted to make sure with all of our designs that even though this is ag-focused, ag is one of our huge economic drivers in the state that we wanted to celebrate. But we wanted to make sure that everyone, whether they live in northern Illinois or southern Illinois, felt represented. And so with this kind of three-star concept representing northern, central, and southern Illinois, we felt that was the core concept to ensure that everyone felt represented in the design.
Would you mind describing it with the colors and the stripes and everything for those who are listening?
Yeah, so there's 21 stripes to represent our state being the 21st. And then there are three stars that represent the northern, central, and southern part of Illinois. And the points on the star equal 18, which represents our state's founding in 1818. And then the sun is just kind of a nod to our current state flag. There's a sun rising on our current like flag seal. So just kind of a little symbolism that will connect us to our possibly past state flag.
What was the response like within Clan and Creative when you heard back from the Flag Commission?
We were really excited. It had been a while since it was submitted and you're kind of always unsure, but it was awesome to see that one of the designs were made it in the top 10.
Yeah, the one thing I do want to mention is just in regards to the topic of why change the Illinois state flag?
Yeah.
We've been getting that question asked a lot. Our flag has been around, I believe there was a revision to add the word Illinois to that flag in sometime, I believe, in the 60s, if I'm not mistaken. But we've had that flag for about 100 years or so. And when it comes to best practices for flag design, our flag consistently ranks worse across countrywide contests. And it's because we actually use our state seal as the design for our flag. That will still be the seal of Illinois. You'll still see that on websites and official documents. So that the seal itself isn't going away. You don't want to use a very detailed seal for a flag. A flag should symbolize and signal something from a distance. And so the seal has a lot of fine details in it that just doesn't work well for scalability purposes. And so a lot of those elements are lost if you look at it from a distance. And so that's why Illinois is looking at redesigning a new state flag. Many other states have redesigned their state flag. The question that I've been asking a lot of people are, can you name three people that fly the Illinois flag outside their home? And I think for me, I don't think I can name one person. But if you go to Texas, all you see is the state flag. There are some incredible state flag designs that, because of how simple and how bold that design is, there are some great, I guess, a great sense of state flag pride. And you'll see that outside of homes, on different merchandise and stickers, and even some people have it tattooed on them. And you just don't see that in Illinois. I think when you look at our state flag, of course, we look at it and think of home because it's the only flag we've ever known. But we only ever see that flag outside of the Capitol or maybe a school or the DMV. And so this contest is a unique way for us to maybe unify and rally behind a really bold, cool design that can then be used on so many different applications and create a new sense of state flag pride in Illinois.
Voting for the flag design runs through February 14th. You are allowed to vote once a day for a flag. For more information, visit ilsos.gov/stateflag. That's it for today. 2 & 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Jim Meadows, Stephanie Mosqueda, Diana Jung, and Kimberly Schofield. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 & 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a great weekend.